smooth, relaxing, and easy with Al DeLore there in The Straight Life. Chris Montez before that in The More I See You. Jeff Eels and his orchestra, You Can Do Magic. Frank Chaxfield with Don't Give Up on Us, Baby. Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass with More and More Amore. Yes. And Hey Good Hearty, It's Sad to Belong to Someone Else When the Right One Comes Along. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Here's the Baja Marimba Band and Baja Nights. Baja ha ha. Benny Goodman takes us up to the top of the hour with the Jersey Bounce. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, won't you? We'll be right back.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and terrestrially over 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. If you're not relaxed by now, well, here's another smooth, relaxing, and easy favorite to help.
Marilyn McCoo in the Fifth Dimension and Wedding Bell Blues on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Before that, we had, what did we have? The computer is confused once again. Floyd Kramer with The Gambler. I should remember those things. I don't know why I don't. I'm Eric O'Brien, and I admit to it. And you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, or WRCT Pittsburgh. Where it is time for On These Dates in History. Beginning with January 12th, 1966, Batman debuted on television. There are a lot of television premieres on this date in on these dates in history. I don't know why they're so important, but Batman debuted on television on January 12th, 1966. On the same day in 1971, All in the Family premiered with Carol O'Connor and Gene Stapleton being Archie and Edith. January 13th, 1943, Germany's Adolf Hitler declared total war against the Allies. January 14th, 1784, the United States of America ratified the Treaty of England, ending the Revolutionary War. On January 14th, 1973, this is a big one, the Miami Dolphins defeated the Washington Redskins, which are no longer called the Redskins, in Super Bowl, seven. VII is seven. And became the first undefeated team in NFL history. How about that? January 14th, 1990, and it's still going on today, The Simpsons debuted on television. TV has not been the same since. January 15th, 1943, the Pentagon opened. It is the world's largest office building at 6.5 million square feet. January 15th, 1967, Green Bay beat Kansas City in the first NFL Super Bowl in the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. January 15th, 1974, Happy Days premiered on television. January 16th, 1991, I remember this, Operation Desert Storm began to oust Saddam Hussein's Iraqi forces from Kuwait. January 17th, 1873, Andrew Halicki received a patent for the cable car system in San Francisco beginning that year, and it's been dinging ever since. January 17th, 1984, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that taping on home VCRs does not violate copyright laws. Huh, how about that? January 18th, 1778, Captain Jack Cook discovers the Hawaiian Islands. Those are on these dates in history. Here's Paul Marriott with a little tune from Stevie Wonder called Part-Time Lover. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Carl Southcott, and you're listening to Eric O'Brien with Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
This is Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Smooth, relaxing, and easy with a very happy tune there called Save Your Kisses for Me. Burt Bacharach, and that was Caravelle Strings. Burt Bacharach before that with Blue on Blue, and Botticelli with Yesterday Once More. Lex de Azevedo had This Night Won't Last Forever, and Paul Marriott started that set off with Part-Time Lover. I'm Eric O'Brien in Dateline, Ontario. A woman's unusual talent earned her a Guinness World Record when she blew a 44.1 decibel whistle using her nose. That's right, Lulu Lotus of Mississauga, who learned she could whistle using her nose at the age of 7, earned the record for the loudest nose whistle in the world when she visited Aeroacoustics Engineering Limited and had her whistle loudness measured in a specialized room designed for precision recording. Lotus said she may make another attempt to beat her own record. She would love to attempt a louder whistle. The nose whistler said her 5-year-old son is following in her footsteps and recently discovered his own nose whistling ability. It would be a dream come true if he could beat my record one day, she said. Okay, some people have nothing else to do. A letter mailed to an Illinois couple in 1943 was finally delivered to a family member 80 years later after resurfacing at a post office. The letter addressed DeKalb residents Lewis and Laverna George, Lavina, resurfaced recently at the DeKalb post office, and a worker decided to try to track down the family members. Quite interesting story. The letter was finally delivered to Grace Salazar, a relative who lives in Portland, Oregon, and she shared the piece of mail with Jeanette George, who is the daughter of Lewis and Lavina. A message from the past seemingly showing up out of nowhere. That's pretty incredible, said Jeanette. Everybody was like, my God, you know, gobsmacked. Just like, what is this? The letter mailed in 1943 was authored by a cousin expressing condolences to the Georges, whose firstborn daughter, Evelyn, had died of cystic fibrosis. She got emotional. Jeanette said she got emotional about it, meaning losing a child is always horrific. It just sort of put me in touch with my parents' grief and the losses my family went through before I was even born. The post office employee who tracked down the George family said the letter likely remained undelivered so long because the mailing address had a street name but no house number. That's it? A street name but no house number? Finally, in this neck of the woods here in Pittsburgh, a couple had a dog who ate an envelope filled with $4,000 cash, said they were able to recover about $3,550, but it was very dirty work. Clayton Law said he and his wife Carrie were having a fence installed at their home in Point Breeze, and the workers requested to be paid in cash, so he left an envelope filled with $4,000 in 100s and 50s on the kitchen counter. Law returned to the kitchen about 30 minutes later to find Cecil, the couple's 7-year-old golden doodle, making a meal of the cash. He walked back in the room, and then all the cash was on the ground. He's just like this standing there, and oh my gosh, he ate the money. I was in shock, he told Channel 2. The couple set about trying to reassemble the shredded bills and came up with about $1,500 worth of bills with serial numbers that were intact enough to have them replaced by their bank. A couple more $100 bills were retrieved later that evening when Cecil puked them up, but the rest of the money involved a lot of waiting and some dirty work. The couple sifted through Cecil's excrement for the next 2 days and used a utility sink to wash the shreds of paper so that they could be taped back together. And now they are able to say that they've laundered money. In the end, they were able to salvage all but about $450 of the $4,000. Now they're going to keep the torn up bills and do a nice piece of artwork to frame it to commemorate the entire situation. Not that they'd ever forget it. Oh boy. I would say for this one, they are all alone. I haven't heard of a dog doing that. Here's Dick Baker on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy. Thank you.
Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Nothing's worrying me. It won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free.
nothing's worrying me.
Written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David for the movie Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. That was Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. It's sung by B.J. Thomas, who took it to number one. It was actually the number four song of 1970, and that's according to Billboard magazine. It sold over 2 million copies by March 14th of that year. There you go. So that's all I can say about it. Caravelli in there before that with their version of Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, and Dick Baker, We're All Alone. Here's Pat Valentino and Chelsea Morning on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank you.
Only the best music. This is Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Beautiful in its own way.
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Don Costa there, and Society's Child. That was done originally by Janice Ian, who, of course, also sang at 17. Liz Damon's Orient Express before that with Everything is Beautiful, Jeff Eels and his orchestra with Put Your Head on My Shoulder. I knew that. Ron Goodwin and Morning Train, Roger Williams with A Little Luck, and Pat Valentino with Chelsea Morning. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. We have time for about one more here. Here is Earl Klugh and a little tune called Doc.
Thank you.
We've come to the end of another program of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint and right back here on SRE. This is program number Y8-34.
Amber Show is pre-recorded.
Crash on the last flight.
Welcome to the Kristen and Amber Show. This is our part two of our Rolling Stone magazine 200 singers, greatest singers of all time. And this is a kind of a do-over for them, as we mentioned in our last show. They had one that came out in 2008. Mm-hmm. And they felt like that wasn't a very fair assessment of... They felt like it was more skewed towards classic rock artists. So they tried to do it again in 2023 and make it better. And like we said before, there were a lot of names on this list that we hadn't heard of. A lot of international musicians. Right. But now that we're down to the top 100, I mean, it's almost, you know, everybody.
Yes. This last week we both said, oh, this was so hard to only pick a few. But this week it was really, really hard to only pick a few. Because what I did is I looked through them and I would just jot down a name. I was like, oh, that might be interesting. This one will be a good one. You know, and then when I got to one, I had way more than five. And so then I had to, from my list, I had to narrow it down again. So it was tough.
Yeah, I had the same problem. I had a little elimination and, you know, there's no rhyme or reason. I mean, everybody would have a different list and, mm-hmm. you know, we could highlight everybody, all 200 people, because they're all notable. But I felt like we put together a good show today. We have a nice mix of then and now and... Mm-hmm. You pointed this out last week about the tragic stories of a lot of the people. We're kind of not delving into those because you want to keep things upbeat, but a lot of these artists had tragic life stories.
So many.
I know. It's like you keep reading and you're like, oh, wow, that was one too soon. And we do have a lot of those, but we're focusing on the legacy they left behind.
Yeah, the good.
And what better way to start off the show? George Michael.
Thank you. separate dollar kit. Adamant plus skillful at fluttery. Tight accurate equals noise asterisk create. Express, rail, barbarous. Leather chop 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 chop.
It is in heaven.